happy because literally yesterday was my final custody court, and it was really stupid. It was, he was trying to defend himself to, like, not pay my legal fees because, yeah, we did our trial, and then he had to take me back to court, and my attorney was awesome because she was like, oh, we're gonna appear by Zoom. So I was like, oh, perfect.
Yeah.
He was waiting for me in the hallway at court, so he actually missed court.
What the hell?
And it was hilarious. And then he, like, had a bitch fit, and he said four marshals had to carry him out or, like, kick him out. And because, like, I had to make him get a psych evaluation.
Oh my God.
So he was trying to defend that he's not crazy.
And you're like,
and stuff.
No.
And he's like, now this doesn't help my case.
We'll record now that we got. I never know. I'm like, I don't want to, like, record things when people are talking personal stuff. But that's wild. Isn't life fun?
It's so fun. But it's like, I feel like this has been a journey. Because even too, like, he tried to use my podcast against me. And
that's
then
crazy.
But it was the part that they used, and they go, yeah, it's fun when men are funding your fun. And, like, it didn't really sound like anything. And they're, like, trying to say I was, like, insinuating as if I'm a hooker or whatever. But I was like, that doesn't.
No.
I was like, and thankfully, the judge was like, he's like, what are we? He's like,
what are we doing?
He's like, this is irrelevant. And I'm like, yes.
Oh, thank goodness God. For that. Because, dude, when I went through my divorce, I don't know if you're
okay, I remember
talking
about
any of this. Because when I went through that, I had a judge that was a lady. She did not like what I did. So it didn't matter anything that I could have proved that he had done to me or this and that or, like, any of the abuses. Like, well, you didn't report it. It's like, you're a woman. You know why we don't report these things until it's, like, too late. Like, well, blessed be to you who have never experienced this before.
Going through that, like, it's scary for sure. And then it's like, you know, having your porn.
Yeah, just everything thrown in your face.
But you just have to, like, stand up there like, yeah, that's me. That's what I do. So, mm-hmm.
But then they were also totally fine with it until it no longer served them.
Yep.
And they're like, well, now there's a problem. Look how bad this is. It's like, well.
And that was their thing. They were like, hold on. You guys were together for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a problem when you first got together. It wasn't a problem when you had a child.
So now it's a problem because you don't have guys funding your fun, sir.
Exactly.
So that's the problem. Okay, I see how it goes.
So,
Well, would you like to jump into things? I have a nice little... I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos, one inappropriate joke at a time. I talk safe sex, mental health, industry secrets, and all the stories that made my therapist cry. Got a confession, a question, a wild tale? Send it to twndpodcast@gmail.com or 702-900-6446 for your voicemails. Subscribe, share, and leave a rating, because nothing turns me on like a little validation. And as always, thanks for coming this week. Oh, wait, David, I'm so sorry. David hasn't had an opportunity to do the new intro yet. So unfortunately, we're going to cut that out, but we're just going to keep rolling with it. So we had a few changes going on. So we did have an intro song that would play and all of that, but things had to change a little bit. New year, new things.
Your show,
and you have a lot of new things because I haven't seen you in, I think, a year or more, right?
A lot. Like, oh gosh, I know. It's been a while since I've seen you last.
Yeah. It's like where to even jump in.
I don't even know. God, I don't even know where we left off, but
yeah, it was I feel like the last year was like three, to be fair. Like, I feel like a lot has happened, a lot has changed
so
for
much.
So many people.
Now this year is like a freedom year because I went through the custody battle.
Yeah.
I won. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's no winning really, but ultimately, I got a positive in my favor.
Not that there's winners or losers, but you did win.
I won.
Win, 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 no matter what.
Yeah. And the whole challenge was, okay, you're a sex worker. Your work is going to be exposed.
Yeah.
Finances, everything. And it's scary because you're just like, you know, for a year, I didn't do it because I was like, well, I knew I was going to, you know, you're like a witch, right? They're going to put you and burn you on the stake. But it's something you have to do. And I'm really happy that I did it. I had great support system. Went through three attorneys.
Was that because of it being a custody issue? Why you had to quit for the year that it was?
So, no. Well,
I'm just curious. Sorry, I just had to be too much. I just had to be careful. So. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I was on a microscope, right? You know, he had an attorney and then he didn't have an attorney, but he was still documenting me. He was still harassing me. You know, he tried to come to AVN and I actually got him blocked. And
had one of those moments myself.
So, you know, so it was always kind of like a little chess games, but I know him and he knows me. And so it was kind of like both of us were just trying, you know, I was doing my thing and he was trying to, you know, just trying to make work complicated for me. So I was always afraid to like super promote anything I was doing on OnlyFans because I knew it was going to be in court. And what I really had to do was I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to like do my podcast stuff. So it's like, not really like that type of content, but I could talk about it. And then I had it used in court and I took a pause from that because I really didn't know. I was like, okay, well, talking about stories, you know?
Yeah, isn't that just what every podcast is? It's right, talking about stories or things that have happened.
And I don't know what the court of law is going to say about storytelling.
And that's the interesting thing too, is that it is so case by case. Like we mentioned too, because it's like, luckily you have this thing that's clipped from the podcast. And they're like, what are we doing here? Like we were mentioning that, I think, before we were even rolling. But it's like, what are we doing here? But then you have other situations where they're like, oh, well, this is what you do. So you're a demon. Like, I'm like, well, what about all of these signed statements from people who had to cover up bruises on my face before shoots? That doesn't matter because I didn't report it to the police because I was afraid.
It's a very weird thing because even though you're a woman and you're totally consensually doing this, well, there's also this morale, you know, especially as being a parent and how is your daily life going to affect your child? So I had to really, you know, I kind of knew what he was going to say about me and having good, you know, lawyers, a good team to really defend me. So I had two lawyers that were trash, like did not defend me. They had an opportunity to defend me, you know, and they didn't.
Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
And it was like, you give them money. And then also, too, they're trying to take more money out of me. But it's like, hold on.
Like, you're not even doing what I'm paying you to do now. Yeah. And now you want more.
So
like,
this, how does that work? The second attorney that I had, the first attorney got me. It was, this is the crazy thing. I mean, the first attorney didn't get me what I wanted. And luckily, the judge ended up harming himself.
And through blessing in disguise, he didn't sign the order, so we didn't get joint, which was, you know, tragic.
But hey, you're messing up with people's lives. He was a Mormon, so he really didn't like what I was doing. And, you know, and it was during COVID, so it was like very unfortunate, but you know, you're probably battling stuff because you're making people's lives crazy because you're putting your beliefs that are not theirs.
And it's like, if you're going to be in that kind of position where you're going to be helping people, you have to be impartial. That's like, that's the whole purpose of having a system of law in place, is to be impartial except to the facts that are relevant. And it's like, if something is not relevant, like, just because you don't believe something, or that you believe something is bad or whatever, like, as long as it's something that is not legally incorrect, then like, why are we creating this issue? And then even you have other lawyers who it's like, well, you're defending someone who like murdered someone and you're still defending them, but you can't work to do your job to defend in this case where it's just like some pornography or something. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
It's so crazy how they look at, you know, porn actors or even just the content creators in court. Mm-hmm. And then I had a second attorney that I thought I got a referral from a good friend of mine, and he wouldn't send me someone bad. Gave her clear evidence. Here you go. Didn't say nothing, didn't speak up. So I actually lost some of my child support, which was like, so it was that battle. And then I had great friends. Pop Brothers at Law, they referred me my attorney. So I did a podcast with them. And then I found my attorney, who's so amazing. She's a mom and she's not biased as to, you know, what you do. And she defended me the same evidence that I gave the last attorney. Yeah. And I was able to get my child support back up to where it was. Plus, not only, like, she really defended me and found what I needed in my case. And it was,
which,
like,
is really, really valuable. And you would think out of all the places, too, to have an issue with our job, it would be Vegas. What? Yeah. Like, everyone here is stripping and porning and, like, escorting.
And really, the judge, thankfully, this judge was logical. So learning about court, it's like a game, right? You gotta know, like, the chess moves and all that. And so you didn't know, like, I really didn't even know, too. It's like, you kind of gotta know what these people's political beliefs are, because whoever they stand, that's kind of how they are going to move in court.
Yeah.
Or if they're getting, you know, funders.
And there's so much else that goes into that as well, because when I was going through my divorce during COVID, everything was just over the phone because no one was seeing anyone anywhere. So there was no, like, face-to-face. They weren't even Skyping. And I'm like, you're not, like, phoning in a video conference to, like, see what is going on here.
And that fastness, like, oh, it's just virtual. We could just click off.
And there's no, like, care put into it. Like, who even knows if anything that was even presented was even looked at, because you don't have any, like, point of reference because you're just there. And she obviously had an issue with my job. And even my lawyer was like, you could petition to get a different judge. But we would have to start over completely. Mm-hmm. And there's no guarantee that you would even get another judge, because you would have to prove that she is being, or what do you call it? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
bias.
Yes, yeah. That's the word I'm looking for.
And it's like, you get one chance to change the judge. So it's like,
it's not really, like, BetterHelp. Like,
yeah. So it's like, then you got to, like, study who are you. Yeah. You don't know who you're going to get. So it was really crazy. So when we got our judge, I was like, oh, judge was good.
Yeah.
Had to change the lawyer. And then,
things were...
And also, too, it's like, and it wasn't even that I didn't pay her. I paid her. And then she tried to be like, oh, well, you know, in your job, you don't go work without payment. Cause I was trying to get, like, a payment arrangement. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think that the first judge was, or the first lawyer was a woman. That just, like, makes it so
the first lawyer was a guy. Second one was a woman.
Yeah.
But she was not a good woman.
She wasn't a girl's girl.
No, she was not. And, oh my God. And we got into a little sass bit. Like, I even had to complain, but it's like, whatever. You just got to keep moving on. But,
yeah, that's all you
can
do.
But it's like all that stress and worrying, and at the end of the day, the whole thing was, you know, fighting for my baby, and our mental health, and just having a balance. So now we have a balance, everything's cool, and I could do, but yes, being in Vegas, thankfully that judge was like, oh, well, you know, Vegas is the entertainment capital, and really, like, there's a lot of single moms that are dancers or, you know, in adult industry. And he actually was like, he's like, oh, Avian. He's like, what is it like at those places? Like, he kind of joked around.
So like, if I get you a deal, can you get me in?
Yeah, exactly. If I get you a ticket. I even voted for him. I mean, I didn't know nothing about this stuff. So it's like,
it does educate you a lot on how things work when you go through something like that.
So now it's like, if there's any other female that's going through this, I feel confident that I can at least advise them like some knowledge that they may not know, because it's scary.
Yeah. I think that's one of the crazy things about like going through all of the different traumatic things in life, and not necessarily like that something was super traumatic or whatever, but there's so many different life lessons along the way that you just sometimes, like, for some reason we think that we're never going to have anything happen to us,
right?
And then suddenly you're thrust into it and you're like, oh, I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea how to get out of this. I have no idea what's on the other side of it. And once you get there, you're just like, I need to share this with other people that this might help.
Right.
You know, like, what I mean?
You know, if I didn't dance in the strip club and get money that way, because yes, of course I worked online too, but you know, I had people like watching and you know, lawyers looking at what I'm doing. So it was nice that I can continue to do what I do in the strip club, get my money, and be like, just to pay for a lawyer, like all on myself, I'm like, wow.
Some people pay for college, some people pay for lawyers.
Like, I'm pretty proud of myself for, you know, doing that. But
lawyers are expensive, so you're doing well.
Dude, they are worse than strippers, okay? I was
they
like,
don't even take their clothes off. You're like, god damn.
I'm even trying to, like, I was like trying to be nice and be like, okay, I'm gonna give you like a heads up, you know, communicate. Mm-hmm. And man, when they get back and it's like, you can sassy with me,
or they take quite a long time to do it for how much you're paying
and
them.
And then like, you got to write the email all in the, like, you know, legal term to like basically say, go fuck
yourself.
You try
to make yourself sound super smart while also being like,
I used to be a legal secretary, like, okay, cool. Before I got into like this work.
I'm sorry, quick, before, because I know that we're just jumping right in, but I haven't even introduced you.
I know.
And we're almost 10 minutes in, so... Joining me once again, as we have mentioned over a year since our last episode, is Onyx Muse, who I'm very happy to have back.
Thank you for having me again.
Before we also get to the end, because we'll do this again at the end, but where can they find you if they're listening right now?
Onyx Muse XO on Instagram, or Onyx Muse XXX on X.
On X. X on X on X. It will also be in the description, so make sure that you just open that up and click it and go follow Onyx, because it's great having you back, as always.
Yes.
And obviously the conversation flows great, because I was like, wait a minute. Nope. I mean, people will know, but if they're listening, they might not know until they see. But
last, so, we were talking about was
the
getting
secretary.
You on... No, the FinDom stuff.
Oh yeah, girl. I've still been doing my FinDom stuff, but we still haven't done anything in person.
Dom stuff coming out.
I have a lot of Dom stuff. What's funny is I've done like a lot of the FinDom stuff, but like I said before, it's always been on webcam or just on my OnlyFans, and it's very much like the separated. I haven't done as much of like
the
going out and I still want to do that. It'd be very fun.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've been busy. So
I have been busy. I even had, I mean, the one bitch that I had at, maybe he's listening, I don't know, but I had to block him. I had to block Justin. He was he just kept being like, oh yeah, let's do it, and then wouldn't do it, or like wouldn't commit.
Damn it, Justin, that is not the edging that we're looking for.
I had to cut, you know, put him on probation. He's still, I'm sure he's still on the OnlyFans, but there's other suitors out there. There's other subs that are just waiting for
that. And I feel
spot.
Like subs go through cycles as well. I feel
they
like that's pretty typical. Like, you know, sometimes you'll get people and they're just like really invested for like a month, and then they gotta take a step back. And then sometimes you don't hear from them for a year, and they pop back up and they're like, here, I've unlocked a new kink I would like to explore with you.
And even too, like, this I got a message from, like, I don't even know, this like Dom page. I must have did it years ago, and I had started having guys being like, hey, I'm coming to Vegas and I want to take you shopping. Great. And I'm like looking at these pictures, I'm like, when the fuck did I start this page?
Yeah.
But great. So it's like, I've always kind of been in those little things where I like websites or places, platforms where they can find me. So it's pretty awesome. So
yeah, because it's fun having guys fund your fun.
Fund your fun.
It is actually. It's very interesting. Like what I find funny too, because I was talking about this with Tawny Seren from Peep Show Toys that I mentioned before.
Yes,
we were going on. It's interesting because like with something like not even just FinDom, but people who watch cam sites are not necessarily even the same people who like something like OnlyFans. Like sometimes if you do a live stream on OnlyFans, you don't have that many people. But if they're just chatting, it's like everybody. You know what I mean? Like, so there's so many different ways for people to consume the adult industry, but whether it's like in person, like shopping in FinDom or getting beat up in person.
Guys are nice because sometimes, I mean, you know, that's a direct source that they're spenders. I mean, they should be spenders.
If you're into FinDom, I mean, kind of seems silly.
Right. But yeah, and it's like, even too, like my content, like I'll have guys that just be like, hey, like guys from Instagram, they'd be like, hey, I saw you did that thing and like, I want to do that thing with you. Great. Let's go. Let's sign it up. And so sometimes I'm always having guys buy me shoes or outfits, which isn't terrible because, but it's like funny because I've started this like consistent thing that they kind of remember me by, which is like, awesome.
Yeah. And I think it's cool too with this industry because it's like, it's not much different than if someone is like a fan of like a YouTuber or something and you're going to join their live streams and you're going to send your little gifts or a Twitch stream or something like that. Like, it's not for everyone. Like, I'm not someone who's necessarily going to sit there and watch a YouTube stream or a Twitch streamer and then send tips. Like, that's not my thing. But I have done and sent tips for other things I'm a fan of, or like supporting some creator that I like by like buying something that they make or something different, right? Mm-hmm. But there's something for everyone. So I always find it funny when people are like, oh, like that's stupid. I would never pay for it. I'm like, then yeah, it's not for you.
You don't have to.
That's cool. But like, why, like, how does that detract from someone else's? I'm not like tracking people down. What's funny is like when people are like, oh, you catfished me. I'm like, well, no, I didn't. You were just catfished. Like, I sit on OnlyFans. That is what I do. I'm not like hunting people down. Like, hey, come give me money. I'm like, no, if you want to come see my tits, then you can tip. That's cool. Or you could Google them. I'd prefer that you come tip me, but I can't stop you from Googling it.
If you see my tits, it's like, you know, those little like pop-up cards that you used to get. Boom, there you go. Yeah. But if you don't, then you don't get to see my tits.
Yeah. So it's cool. Like, no one's like dragging it out of you. You know what I mean?
I know. So there's a lot of like, I'm noticing this online. I mean, I've done a lot of the Red Pill podcast, but there's so much women bashing going on social media that I'm.
You mean, like, what else is
there? I know. And they're just like, they're so mad at us because we have this ability to.
Well, that's
go
because
on.
We're low value women. But what they don't know is, I got pretty high value, I'm just gonna say. More than your crusty son. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, it's funny because it's like, we don't, I mean, we do stuff online, we get paid for it, but we're not out in the streets doing it for free, unlike some others. Yeah. Which is like, no shade to them.
That's cool. Yeah. Like, be in your slut era, be a hoe. I don't give a fuck, but like, don't get mad at me because I monetize it.
I'm making money off of it.
Yeah. Especially what's so funny too is like, you get these people and so many content creators, like, I've almost gone completely back to primarily solo or femdom. I almost don't work with people anymore. It's very infrequent. I'll do like maybe a couple girl scenes a year just to like keep it spicy. And when
the
I get lonely,
the girl stuff is fine.
And it's fun. But I'm not even going like crazy. Like a lot of, and I don't mean crazy like, oh, you're crazy for doing porn. I'm just saying like, there's definitely so many different levels to pornography. But like, no matter what you do, it's like, well, your opinion doesn't matter now because you're a slut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, what about the sluts who are sluts for free? Do their opinions not matter too? Like, I think I'm a little more business-minded than a slut who gives it away for free. I don't know what to tell you.
That's the number one thing. Your opinion doesn't matter.
Well, your opinion doesn't matter to me because you're not giving me money. Right. So I don't know what to tell you.
It's just like, anytime we try it, like sometimes like I did a comment like on the Daily Mail, just something, because of the Luigi guy. Oh, and they were talking about the leak stuff, made a joke and I put, oh yeah, leak the videos, the fans want it.
Yeah.
Not like just ha ha.
Just like anything anyone else would
and
post.
And I forget there's normal people and like people start going in, they're like, yeah, leak them like your OnlyFans. I'm like, yeah, actually that, yeah. Yes, that would go wait, hard.
Are
like,
you are you looking right now? Do you want a little bit was, more? Like, tell was, your friends.
It's just so funny because like their insults, like they think their insults are like, yeah, just like you show your body online. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
$7.99.
Tell everyone. Tell everyone about it. Sometimes you're not going to believe this. You get in the door for free. Once you get in, you get a taste. I don't know what to tell you. You're going to want to order all the entrees.
Like, it literally, like, it cracks me up. And then sometimes I also got to, like, hold myself back from, like, just keep going on.
But it's fun. That's like,
it is fun. I feel it's terrible, but yes.
I feel like you probably understand this too because you do have like all the Dom energy, right? So there's something about seeing someone just be stupid that you want to make them feel more stupid. It's fun.
It literally like
turns me
it off. Turns, it goes like boop. Boop, boop. Cause it's like you have all the guys like, oh my god, you're so beautiful. Oh, you're so hot.
Yeah, you have. She has 12. She has all the guys in her DMs telling her that she's hot, that she's beautiful. Be different. Tell her that she's a stupid whore. I have a shirt that says "Don't hate me, it turns me on," and it's so fucking true. Because listen, there is some weird satisfaction I just get. For all those fantasy readers out there, my core gets molten when people fucking pick on me because I'm just like, listen.
It's like, oh, you want to go? It's like, let me roll up my sleeves.
You can't make me cry, but honey, I've been practicing.
I haven't been mean in a minute.
Pull out the Kleenex, sweetheart.
Yeah, so that's fine. But I also try to hold back because I'm like, oh, I don't want to insult them for free.
That's true, to be fair.
Yeah.
But there comes a point, I feel, when you can tell that they're actually enjoying it. And that's when you have to stop.
Yeah, exactly.
When they're not enjoying it, then it's like, well, keep going for me. But as soon as they're just like dragging it out and keep rehashing the same points, I'm like, oh, you like this.
Yeah.
You're jerking it right now, aren't you? To my leaked OnlyFans. My low value fucking content.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you just roll with the punches. But I did, I went on a lot of those like Red Pill podcasts and I did an episode where they had like multiple like porn girls. And actually, really, the benefit of doing those shows is the girls.
What is Red?
Oh, God.
Sorry. Is it like a super, like a broadcast? Like those alpha male fucking things?
Yeah.
Ew.
It's ew. It's like Fresh and Fit. And there's like a couple other ones, but.
Fresh and Fit.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Not Fresh and Fit.
It sounds like it smells.
It's yeah.
Yeah.
So they like to get a lot of different girls, but there's a lot of episodes where they love to get different porn girls or OnlyFans girls or dancers or whatever. And then they try to go down this list of, like, the whole thing is that they have a lot of followers, so you go on.
Yeah, anyone can buy those.
Yeah. And but I go on. I've done a few. I did like two of the shows, and they just ask all these questions. These dating, what is it like dating dynamics that are going on, and ultimately their whole angle. It's supposed to be a healthy debate, but their whole angle is supposed to get that you know we have differences. And what's going on. And they had like an episode where it was like five of us, like different porn girls.
Also, that's like a lot of people to it have is on a lot one of podcast, people. I feel.
It is a lot. So it's like funny because the girls, like we're just excited to like be around each other. But they just kind of go in on everybody. They just trash you. So, of course, they went in on me because I was a mom. And I'm, you know... Basically, they try to make you believe that, oh, you're no value because if you're over 30 and you have kids or you're on not even just OnlyFans, even if you're on Instagram bikini pics and stuff and having other men talk to you or like look at you. And it's like, I'm getting hater vibes because you guys can't do what we're doing.
Yeah. And but also, like, what about that speaks low value? That's what I always have a question. Like, what is it that you value? Do you really honestly think, listen, all the alpha bros out there, red pill away, you let me know. Is this your ideal woman? A virgin who's never even let another man finger her before, yet somehow is going to be the most amazing sex goddess of your entire existence, who only wants to fuck you and you for forever, forever and always, while you have a wandering eye that looks at anything else that passes and looks at all those low value women and talks to them on your fucking stupid ass podcast that doesn't educate anybody on anything except what a fucking idiot you are. And you're going to go entertain all of those low value women so that you can go find this fucking woman who does not exist. And what do you have to offer? What is it that you bring to the table? Do you have all this fucking money? Are you super tall? Do you have a big dick? None of that really fucking matters. It's all your fucking personality. And that is why you will end up alone.
It's all ego.
Ego,
it's,
baby.
It's ego. It's so stupid. But so I did the, you know, when we went into the thing and they interviewed me, we were talking about dominatrix. Mm-hmm. A lot of their fucking guys, I had many of their guys sending me pictures of them in fucking dresses and skirts, and they wanted to get dominated. And it's like, this is what your client, like, this is what your followers are. So
wait. So not the guys from the podcast, they're fans.
They're fans. Ah! They're followers. They're followers. So it made me realize, I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh.
So they're mad at us having that they, you know, sent us money, when
beautiful.
Really, when we go on there, that's kind of, you know, they're these introverted, insecure guys. They wanna humiliate the guys and have them send them money.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Yeah, it's
but
like
that doesn't work.
It
that
doesn't
way.
Work. It's like you don't have a vagina. You don't have tits. You aren't feminine. And that's kind of what
that,
these guys are paying for.
That is funny. Really interesting. It's like they're just kind of their podcast exists to advertise your services to their fan base.
It is
like they think that they're doing something, that they're making a point of like high value versus low value. But instead, all they're doing is like increasing your bottom line.
Yeah. And what's really funny is I've in the strip club, this even happened like this past weekend. I have people who are like, oh my God, I know you. You're one of the girls from the Fresh and Fit episodes. And it's like, okay. And they actually pay me to like talk and get dancing. They want to ask questions about the show. And it's like, the show is really not that exciting.
It's so funny because when you think about that, right? And then you think about these people who are like listening to this alpha male broadcast pod about low value women. And where are they when they find you? The strip club.
Right. I've had so many people be like, I watched that.
What about, here's my question. Let's flip the script a little bit. What about a low value man? Mm. Hmm. What's a low value man to you?
A low value man?
Let's see. Has a podcast and is not a comedian.
Yes.
Who
wants a virgin or who wants 20, who's like 30 something, 40 something, and wants 20 year old women who are inexperienced.
Yeah.
Why? Because you can't handle it. You can't handle women of age.
It's because you don't want anyone who has experience, because people who have experience will just show how little experience you fucking have. What a like, that's honestly what it is. It's like, yeah, you want someone who's young, easily manipulated, yep, and doesn't have any experience so that you can be her only experience so that she has no point of reference to look back to.
Right.
And you know what that is? That's manipulative. It's narcissistic. It's abusive. You're not a fucking alpha male. You're a beta cuck. I don't know what to tell you because you, I'm sorry, you are a beta fucking cuck. And I don't say that. Like, I think that cucking is great. If cucking is your fantasy, that's fan fucking tastic for you. I'm talking about a beta cuck, someone who literally thinks that and portrays that they are an alpha.
Yeah.
Right. But you are so afraid of another man having any sort of influence over this woman that you need someone who's completely untouched so that you can sculpt her into what you want her to be. That is what you want. That is why you don't want someone who's your own age. That's why you don't want someone who's even halfway near age appropriate. Right. Because
and they want them to, oh, it's open-ended for me.
But not for you.
But not for the female. But the female, she just needs to stay home, cook, clean, do the dishes, do the chores, and also
you want a robot
be okay with him go stepping out to go and, you know, for him to have another, like, you know, fuck around girl. And it's like,
yeah, so you need a high value woman and a low value woman.
So
you make it make sense.
So you can have that, but then when that woman has some sense in her, she's definitely going to tell you to go fuck off, because yeah, it's like, who the hell wants to say, oh, you want to pay my bills? Guess what, I can have all these other guys pay my bills and yeah, I don't have to do that. Or even too, I saw like an interview, like Andrew Tate was like saying, oh, he's God, like, I know. Well, this is their, that's their like Lord and Savior. This is the guy that they all idolize. But he goes, yeah, my job is to protect the woman. And her answer to everything is no. She wants to do this? No. Wants that? No. And it's like,
it's not
do you protection. Realize that when women hear that, like, that's like our dad, okay, or you want to say no, that's why we're all doing what we're doing, because when you hear that, we're going to go, okay, I'm going to go carve my own way, mm-hmm, to do what I want to do and stop having this no.
Yeah. That's it's like the same thing with overcorrecting when, you know, you're raising kids or whatever. You tell someone not to do something, guess what? They want to fucking do it. It's just, it's defiance. I don't know what to tell you if you never heard of it before. Like, even it reaches a point, because I mean, I had that with my last relationship. It was very much like, this is what you do. Even I got to the point, and sure, it can take years.
Right.
So many fucking years, dear God. But eventually, you make the realization. You're like, wait, what in the fuck
am I doing?
I was never this way before. Why did I let this like crusty, tiny dicked fucking person who doesn't make any fucking money make me feel like a piece of shit?
Nope.
For doing things that they told me to do. Like, it doesn't.
And I think a lot of them, they don't even understand like the logic of like what, you know, women who've been through domestic violence, psychological idea, like abuse. They're like,
well, that's not abuse. It's like, well,
I mean, no, it's abuse. It's abuse. It you're not being a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like even psychological, like, here's the thing with physical abuse too. Just because they're not hitting you, and I'm not like, there are many different levels to this, but just because they're not hitting you, putting a hole in the wall,
anything, yeah,
breaking things, slamming all of the doors, all of the things, like taking something away. Like, there are so many different things that are physical abuse that aren't necessarily on your person, right, if that makes sense.
And it causes trauma.
Yes. And those things can also escalate because, like, it, I don't feel like any sort of physical abuse or any abuse at all starts off just like, here it is, because no, right, one would stay. That's what a lot of people have not been through a domestic abuse situation, and they can't understand it because it's something that starts very small and it's all that love bombing, right? Mm. And everything's just so great. And then all of a sudden, when it's not great, you're like, wait a minute, it must have been something I did. Like, let me try to fix this. And you can fix it only to a point. And then it just keeps escalating. And then there's a hole in the baseboard, but that gets fixed and that's not a problem. But then the next time there's a hole in the wall, and then that one doesn't get fixed as fast. And then there's something else that happens. And then the before you know it, tires get popped, all the things. And all of a sudden you've got like a glass in your back, and there's such a big escalation that happens. If you haven't been through it, you can't understand it and you can't relate to it. And thank goodness for that for you.
Yeah. Like,
but you can't tell what other people what their experiences are.
So, yeah, but I did a lot of those, and now I'm, like, stopping because it's just violence towards women. And yeah. And they keep asking me, but even, too, like, the host, he was trying to talk to, like, some of us. And it's like, okay, wait, hold on. So you don't like us.
So we're low value, but you do want to fuck us. We're low value,
but you still want to slide in the DMs. Yeah. Or you still want to try and, you know, but.
It's so interesting, too, because I'm like, it can't work. Like, in this day and age, that doesn't work. Right?
We're not those women that you go for.
Yeah.
We're not naive. But we're very aware of all this manipulation, yeah, and little, like, things that they're trying to do.
And I think that there are pockets of people who maybe, like, aren't in on it, or that's the kind of man they're like. Okay, like, I think it's a very small percentage these days, but sure. I feel like more so, way more so than what we were growing up, was, like, so much is readily available to see these kind of people and how they act in that space. And to, like, I think that amongst women, at least, is what I'm hoping is what I'm seeing is true, is that there is more stance put on, like, standing up for yourself, yeah, and not having to necessarily appeal to fit into this mold of whatever, and to value yourself and the things that you like over the opinions of what someone else wants you, know, you to do, and to have more autonomy.
Yeah. And I think it's like, that's why there's a lot of moms that are going to be single moms and would rather do that than to, like, you know, be unhappy. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, but one thing, it's one aspect, mm-hmm, of life.
Yeah, that's just kind of one of the funny things. But then on the converse side, if you're okay being low value, you can make good money. So it's fun.
Yeah. So it's like, once you're deemed, it's like, well, fuck, yeah, might as well go on OnlyFans. Might as well.
I just got to let people know, too, if you're going to do something like OnlyFans, because I always say, if you're going to start doing, like, adult industry or webcamming or whatever, ladies, even men, sure, make sure that you fucking invest. Like, don't, I know it can get exciting to make some money. Don't just blow it all. And if you're with someone who's blowing it all, don't let them. Like, yeah, that's not cool. Like, my ex didn't even let me have a 401k until the divorce. So let's just say it's been a lot of catch-up work and a lot of rectification. So make sure that if you're going to be doing something that will kind of end up being one of your only avenues for making money, that you're at least putting that money to good use for retirement and, like, later in, yes, life. Because it can be very exciting, especially because I don't feel like people who grew up with money usually go into the adult industry. Let's be honest.
We don't have financial advisors advising, no, us. Like, if I had one, I would have been a lot smarter. But, mm-hmm, I feel too, you know, you get that rush. You're making money.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a little fun with it.
You do have to.
And then you got to, like, learn. Okay.
Yeah. Like, a little too much.
This is actual, like, work that we did. So yeah, let's not just blow it on stupid shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's definitely one of the things. It's like, when you don't have money, you start making it. And then you're like, oh, I need to have this thing. Or this is what I've always wanted. And then you're like, wait, oh, that doesn't actually matter that much. I'd rather, like,
right,
make it feel like what I'm doing is actually worthwhile. And I think that can be a different shift for people. So definitely have fun if you're going to make content and make money with it. But also make sure that you're putting some aside for when you're old and wrinkly and no one wants to jerk off to you anymore. That's all I'm saying. That's all.
And have them pay for the things that you want.
Yeah. That's a fun thing about a wish list.
That's the better strategy.
Yeah. I like to buy things that are investments. Yep. And then anything that's play, well, it's like, well, if you would like to get that for me, then I'm okay with it. But, you know,
I'll put it to use. You like me wearing that outfit? Cool.
Perfect. I love that.
I'll wear it. You buy it.
Do you have, like, a favorite place to go shopping? Because I saw you have a Honey Burdette bag. Like, how?
Yeah.
They have one of those down at the strip now?
Yes, Honey Burdette? A fashion show mall. So lovely. I love that. Asian Provocateur is my little office.
Yeah.
But I do love the Honey Bee girls. And I kind of go a little bit everywhere. I like to use all the malls because, like, I like the dressing rooms in, mm-hmm, like, Versace or Saint Laurent. Like, sometimes I'm just, like, poking around.
Yeah.
And then I'll go in there and then I'm like, oh shit, okay. And yeah, then it's like I just see things and I just make it happen. So yeah, anytime there's, like, an aesthetic, but Saint Laurent has, like, oh, they have, like, mirrors all around. So, oh, it's, yeah, like, so I mean, they purposely make these dressing rooms aesthetically like pleasing.
Unlike back in the day with Hollister or whatever the fuck that was. Like I was like
high school.
I was like 16. I'm like, I have cellulite? What the fuck? Like, you know, those intense
overheads. Wasn't it like dark as fuck in there?
Yeah,
too?
But then it's like, so you have like one weird little spotlight that you're like, wait a minute.
You're like,
have I always been made of cottage cheese? Like, what's
going I know.
On? Like that, I think, is where my body dysmorphia started, is in a Hollister changing.
Well, it makes sense because it's fucking dark in there. And the lighting was not flattering.
And I swear the mirrors bowed, like, you know, like they're kind of like the cheap mirrors. So it's like walking through a fun house.
And now we're learning that we weren't their clientele, okay? Apparently the owners had other things in mind. Fuck. But so but good. Yeah, so that's why I love Vegas. Like, I like anywhere I go, I go to like the mall areas, but... Man, Vegas is like, there's so many different malls. There's so many different shopping areas
and I feel
on
like
the
there's,
strip.
There's not that big of a culture around malls and like going out to shop anymore, but there is still in Vegas.
And that is why it's awesome, because those salespeople, they're just dying for somebody to come in. So when I go, now I make friends with them. So when they see me, they go, oh, here she goes. Yep. You know, they're already like the girls at Asian Provocateur. They're like, oh, you want the bubbles? You got the champagne? I'm like, yeah, bitch. Yeah,
of course.
Get it going. So I try. I mean, you know, sometimes it's not always a sale, but it's great because when I'll go on my free time, you know, make some content along the way. So then when those guys are like, goddess, I'll do whatever you want. You're like, yeah, you will, because I want that. I already tried it on. It works. It fits. And they're so surprised because it's like I already have it ready to go. And like that's the thing. You can't waste time, because when they are – in that mode and they're jerking off and they're gonna hit that little button, send the money.
Yeah, you can't let it lapse.
No,
because listen, it's if they don't get it from you, they'll get it from somebody else, and that's just the way it goes. I'm sorry, that's men, all men. I don't care, like, not necessarily with spending money, but it's even like
it's
with
the strip club.
If you're not gonna have sex with them,
right,
they're gonna go get
their C squad.
They don't
the B squad. They got.
They'll pull out D squad. They don't give a fuck.
I know. Like, they'll put the paper bag over her. Just said, I just need this.
They'll put a paper bag over their own heads, and they'll be like, whatever it is, I don't care. Here it is. It's hard. Fucking let's go. Get it wet. Like, they do not care.
Right.
And I'm sorry.
That's why online when they come, and sometimes like even like two like. I'll be a mom, right? I'm in my mom mode. So, like, I'll miss somebody. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, but it's okay because I'm spending, quote, better time.
Yeah.
But when, you know, I'm getting back in my zone and stuff, because, like, I was trying to be good. I was, like, trying to do the regular, like, you know, I want to cater to every type of spender.
Yeah, of course.
Because it can't be just my dom stuff.
I get that.
But when those dom, but, you know, I still, like, you know, prepare for those guys, because when they come in, comes in hard. Like, even this past, like, at the club I was working, so we're in season right now. This is like stripper season, like where we have all the conventions and everything.
Oh yeah, that makes
sense. And it was really funny, this guy came in, and this is very rare, probably does happen a lot, but literally I was like, it was like Saturday night, fucking caught this guy. And he's like walking around, and I was like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. What are you into? And he goes, well, he's like, I kind of got this like crazy thing. He's like, you probably won't like it. He's like, I'm into feet. And I'm like, oh yeah.
I love that.
Are you?
I have a pedicure just for you.
And he was like, I know, it's like kind of weird. I'm like, no, not really.
I love that.
Oh yeah, I love it.
Feet guys, shout out. If you like feet, dear God, it's so awesome, because here's the thing, as a content creator, here's the fun thing. I don't really understand fully the fascination of feet. And I feel like a lot of people have different reasons why they're into feet. I've heard so many different stories of why people are into feet. But for me, easiest thing in the fuck, I don't even have to do my makeup. You know, I could look like a total goblin up here, as long as my toes are painted white and sparkly or whatever color gets you going. You know what I mean?
Whatever.
Because
you just scrunch rub it
on
feet.
A rub it on a dildo, squish them together,
anything,
tell you to suck them, like it's lovely. It's a nice reprieve.
And I was able to get him in the VIP, and it was really funny because he was like, well, I kind of got this fantasy, can I get two girls? So there's like another girl, another dancer I never danced with,
4 feet one guy,
and I was like and she was like, he's like, you know, does the whole like, oh, he's like, if you don't like, you know, he's all insecure. He's like, if you don't want to, you don't have to. I was like, girl, yeah, let's go. Like, yeah, let's go
play with our toes.
And she was just like, did I just do a VIP with my feet? Yes.
Yeah. But think about how much easier that is. It's so great. And he loved it.
He was like, so oh, you know, happy. And he tipped well too. And I'm like, God bless mm-hmm. those guys. Like, a lot of those guys come out of the woodworks. Mm-hmm. You just say it.
Yeah.
You're probably scared, but just say it.
Yeah. We'll back in the day with Cam, I feel like there weren't as many feet out. They didn't talk about it as much, at least in my room or whatever, for chat room. But I would hear a little bit about it here and there. But they were never really tippers. They just wanted to see it and not tip for it. But since OnlyFans.
Oh, the OnlyFans.
I do whole one. Customs that are feet. Like long customs that are feet, just feet and dildo, me playing with feet, me putting lotion on my feet.
I do like, shows, live, you know, one-on-one shows. Yeah. They love it.
Yeah.
And they're nice, they're respectful, and it's kind of funny too, because it's like so much easier because you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, you play around with it and stuff, and it's like, it's just...
I mean, it's fun.
You
it's
can like literally make a whole page of just your feet.
Yeah, Feet Finder. If they already want have. To.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
All the feet. No, I think it's great. Like, I, it's one of the funny things, like, of all the things to kink shame, I find it hilarious when people try to kink shame feet lovers. I'm like, why?
What's wrong with
that?
It's
like the most vanilla kink that I can actually think of. Because I'm like... I have some fellas out there, and I'm not going to say your names, but you know who you are. You are tying up your balls with, like, fishing wire. You are leaving marks. I'm telling you to hit your nutsack with a dictionary. And Whoa. You're like, yes, goddess, more. Please give it to me with your knee. Like, crazy out-of-pocket things. And I'm like, all right, I'm here for this. But feet? Oh, you want to see my toes? Like, what is the big fucking deal? Oh my god.
The it's like when you spread them, they go crazy.
Or you make the fussy.
Oh yeah.
You gotta love the fussy. So you gotta have the nice little fussy for them. They want the scrunch. They want like when you put your fingers through the toes, all that stuff. Yeah, you guys like that? That's all you get. No more. Go to OnlyFans.com/ naked Barbie doll.
Settle down.
Settle down.
We're not giving it out for free.
Oh, but it is. I think that feet is so fun. And I never really experienced much of that with Cam before. So now I'm like kind of loving it on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
People pay for pedicures. Like what?
I'm trying to get a consistent thing going. I always kind of like they come and then they go. And I mean, they're still there, but.
Yeah.
They don't really come. I mean,
you need like a bi-weekly.
I need to get on it. Yeah, I need to get more serious on it because I just be handling my own pedicures. But
yeah,
they're there.
You got to get that guy who is like, all right, today is the day.
We're doing it.
Where's the pedicure?
I do. Every time I do get a pedicure and I take pictures, you know, do little teasing thing. They go crazy. Like, they come out of the woodworks. It's like,
I'll do that too.
Out of the bushes.
I've had the same.
The Homer Simpson.
Like, wait, new pedicure?
And then they go, oh great. Okay.
Until next time.
Literally.
Just twice a month. Literally. Be like, pedicure? My nail guy though has been doing my nails I think for like fucking 5 or 6 years, and so he knows what I do, whatever. Yeah. And I don't know what it is about me, but I'll like have my feet in the chair and I'll be like sneaking a little video of the stuff, and he's like, are you filming? I'm like, no. He's like, it's okay if you are, but like, why are you lying?
Oh man, my nail lady, so Justin, who I got blocked for, he bought used toenail clippings.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. And it was funny, I had to come.
Oh, could you pull this up just tiny bit?
I had to come with my own little snack bag, and I was like, hey, I know this is kind of crazy. She knows what I do. But I was like, look, those little clippings, can you just put that in there? But he bought them. But he was like, yeah, he's a good bitch. He'll come back around, I'm sure. But it's...
Damn it, Justin.
But there is bitches that they want to buy your used clippings.
I have not come across that yet, but I'm down.
There's not a lot of them, but I made it all, you know, pretty, yeah. Put in a little bow,
and you tie a little, write their name and, with a little heart.
Yeah, there's a great girl, slutpreneur. I don't know how it's like entrepreneur with slut, but she's awesome. She talks about all this like weird shit that she sells. So I had to go to her page because I was like, what do I fucking price that at?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you got to get a source.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. You got to do your own research.
Yeah. And he did. He bought bath water. So he's good. He bought some stuff.
Nice. I've not sold my toenail clippings before. No. I mean, I think I would, though. I would shave my foot over a bag and stuff. Like, I don't. I'm like, what do? You snort it? Or, like, what do you. I imagine them, like, with the little credit card just lining out your foot shavings.
He was like, can I eat it? And, like, and you watch? Yeah. Whatever.
Absolutely.
Whatever you want to do. You want to do a little kumbaya? Like, whatever.
I don't know why, but I just had this image of, like, a candlelit spaghetti dinner and we're just out here like shaving our feet like parmesan over these fucking we all have bad habits and breaking them is hard. That's where Fume comes in. You've probably heard about Fume, but you might not know what it is. Fume is a flavored air device. No smoke, no batteries, just a beautiful reminder to breathe easy. So if you have a bad habit that you're trying to turn into a good one, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND to get a discount on your Journey Starter Pack. That's actually what Fume sent over to me to give a little taste test. And currently I am, well, not puffing on because there's no smoke, but I am breathing Peach Blush, which is actually, see, no smoke, a delicious flavor that I am very excited to be sipping on, as it were. I'm definitely trying to break a few bad habits of my own this year, and I think that Fume is a great place to start with that. I am an oral fixation girly. I always have to have something in my mouth. I was chewing on my fingernails for ages and other bad habits that we don't want to talk about. So if you want to join me on my journey to quit a bad habit and also help support the show that you love so very much, head on over to tryfume.com/TWND and let me know your experience, because I am excited to turn my bad habit into a good one with Fume. Tryfume.com/TWND.
And they're just like ready, like, yeah.
Oh my God.
It really opened my eyes that I was like, whoa, hold on. I'm just selling used panties, used socks, whatever. I'm like, I could be selling.
I could literally sell pieces of my body
right now. Somebody wants this. I've been throwing this stuff away for years.
That's crazy.
You know, it's they would buy hairbrush out of your hair.
So right into the podcast, twndpodcast@gmail.com. I'll peel these off, these little fake nails. I'll peel them off and put them in a bag and send them to you. How about that?
Whatever you want.
You can sniff them or, I don't know, whatever you do.
Once you buy it, it's yours. It's not mine anymore.
Yeah, no return policy. I don't know. Final sale. That's what they always say. It's always whenever I place some online order that I'm like, everything fits me except for the one thing that's final sale. And you're like,
I know. Doesn't
that damn it. How is this so much different than all the other sizes of the same shit that I bought? They're like, nope, no take backsies.
And it's always misleading too. Like you see the picture and you're like, yeah, that's.
Yeah. And then it shows up and you're like,
hang on. You're like, what the sheen is this? Timu?
Timu, fucking, this is a muumuu. I don't even know what's happening right now. This is like six times too big for me.
I'm still team Fashion Nova. Their stuff has always been solid.
For fast fashion, Fashion Nova does usually deliver, I would have to say.
Yeah, I love
like
it.
A 98%. Like a few things have been kind of like, but for the most part, pretty good.
And I love it because I know where it's coming from. So it's like it can get you due to the rush delivery. It's the other ones where I'm like.
I haven't even bought anything off of Temu before.
I haven't done Temu. My girlfriends have. I did Shein one time. Wasn't bad. Wasn't terrible.
I haven't done Shein personally just because I've heard that the sizing is a little weird. And I feel like I'm fucking huge. And half the time I'll buy things that I'm like, this will definitely fit me, and it still doesn't fit me.
They're a lot more like, misleading on there.
Yeah, that's
what
I've
heard.
And
then they're cheaper, and I'm like, that's how you fucking get me.
Mm-hmm.
But
hooking in with the fast fashion. But I feel like one of the things that's funny about doing content creation too is you do have to have a fast fashion that you can rely on, because we have to have so many different outfits, because it's like you can't just eat the same thing over and over again. So you can't just take photos again and again and again and again in the same
Honey
outfit.
Burdette outfits are not like, I mean, yeah, they're great, but
they're
that's
not cheap.
Like, that's and, like 300, 400 a set.
Mm-hmm. And then people are like, oh, can I buy that? I'm like, no. Because yeah. they're not going to make them
oh,
again.
When they freaking make, when they want to buy my panties, it's like, wait.
I'm not breaking up the set.
Another pair. Like,
get out of here, Yoko. I'm not breaking up the band. Listen, this is a beautiful set. And you can't just have the panty. What am I going to wear with this? I can't just put on like something from Skims under it. What are we talking about?
The set.
The whole
like,
set.
It matches. Like, you're,
it's like they don't
you're
understand.
Taking a puzzle like, piece away.
But it's still pretty. I'm like, yes. Yeah. And it's prettier when it's all together in a set in the little silk bag it comes with.
Like it so you can get the Fashion Nova.
You can get the panties that I bought in the $25 100 panty pack that half of them barely fit me, and I will shove them up my vagina and send those to you. But you cannot have my Honey Burdette, damn it.
You know, I did a panty stuffing video on OnlyFans from a customer, and they blocked it. They said it's not meant for fornication. And I'm like, or penetration.
I mean, I don't put them all the way inside. Yeah, just enough to get the schmelz.
You just got to like put it in and put it out. It's like, that's like a thing.
But I think you can do it on LoyalFans. So
yes, I can. Just a little hint, so, yeah.
Just
yeah.
LoyalFans lets a lot more things go. So I don't know.
They really do.
It's more fun.
That's why you got to have all the platforms.
Yes. That's the thing that's always interesting. Like I, you know, have my name saved on other platforms, but I pretty much am just LoyalFans and primarily OnlyFans, because I've tried to get people to even go to LoyalFans. Like back when there was that thing that maybe they were going to take away porn.
Oh yeah.
I was
doing
like, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's like Playboy being like, well, we're not going to do nudes anymore. That didn't fucking work out, did it? So it's just
what they said that
there was a while ago back in the day that Playboy was like, oh, we're just gonna go non-nude.
Then what are you gonna do?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you selling?
They're still doing nudes, so I don't have to tell you, like, and OnlyFans is still doing porn, so you can't get away from it. Once you make your money that way, it's like you can't just like be like, nah, no one's gonna give a fuck anymore. But they kept it, so I couldn't get people to LoyalFans. But I feel like their streaming stuff is typically better.
There is,
and they have the ability that anyone can watch you who's on LoyalFans. Like if you set a public stream and then you can go private,
right?
You can't do that on OnlyFans, which sucks because it's like OnlyFans doesn't drive any traffic.
I need to like finish setting up. I have one, so I have my guy Schmitty on my OnlyFans, but he's like my latex guy. He loves me in latex, but he's had to do verification on OnlyFans. So he's all like, they're scamming or they're trying to get my stuff or they like make it difficult. So he likes to do he likes to pay me on loyal fans
and then receive it.
But I just need to like put more content up, because then I'll have guys write me and I'm like, I have nothing up. Yeah. I just have like a picture. But yes, I am learning about that. And that's another thing too. Like there's all these like YouTubes that are talking about, they're like, OnlyFans girls aren't making money. They say that OnlyFans girls only make like $200 a month on OnlyFans. It's like, well, okay, if you're going it based on all the accounts, it's like, well, no worries, fuck faces. That's why we have multiple platforms that we're all fucking, you know, hustling on.
But that's one of the interesting things, too, is I feel like but you also have to look at it as, like we said earlier, where OnlyFans, like, blew up during the pandemic.
Right.
And all of a sudden, this little corner of the internet of, like, I'm an online content creator for porn, went everywhere, and now everyone's like, oh, I can do that. But as it proves from the statistics, everyone can't. Like, you can, you're just not gonna necessarily make money doing it. You're not gonna know how to market yourself. You think that it will all just like come to you because all of a sudden you're naked and posting things that are nude, and that's not how it fucking works. Like, you have to build a fan base, you have to like work, you have to make sure that you're, you know, keeping up to date on everything that you say that you're going to create. You have to create new content outside of that. You have to pick what your boundaries are going to be. You have to claim your name on all these platforms and make sure that you're posting on social media to direct without fully directing to where you're going, because otherwise you get your social media banned. Like, it's a fucking nightmare. So yes, a majority of people,
the nudes to the nudes,
yes,
to
the the safe for work. You're like, all right, here, I do fitness. Now I'm going to fit in this dildo in my vagina. Like, it's like, wait a minute, hang on.
They're like, I can't believe all the fitness OnlyFans or influencers, they're on OnlyFans. Yeah, no shit. What else are you going to do after you got a hot body?
How do they afford a BBL? You think that just like came out of the sky? Like, I'm sorry, but fucking doing a glute press machine with 10-pound weights on either side doesn't get you an ass like that. But you know what does? Men on the internet paying for it. So I don't know what to fucking tell you, but of course they have OnlyFans. You don't make money from lifting weights. I'm sorry. Like, such a small percentage of people do. But then when people are like, oh, you're not making that much money on the OnlyFans, a lot of creators probably aren't, simply because they don't know how to market themselves.
Right.
And it's like, so yes, a majority of people, but I feel like a lot of people who do well on sites like that, like you or like me or like other creators that I know, had the fan base and started building it before the pandemic, where everyone got an OnlyFans.
Before anybody, for any of this OnlyFans. I was on webcam and they told me about it. And I was like, wait a minute, I could do USD? Yeah.
Yeah.
Signing over.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's like the tokens, it's like they kind of like try to trick you. You have to like do that
cam girl math too, where you're just
like,
every time you're like looking at the amount of tokens, you're like, all right, have I made enough to log off tonight? No, I think I should still push it a little bit more. Oh, here's this tip. And how much does that equal? Like,
right.
I still do like the 0.05. It's like the only good math that I can do. It's like the only math that I know is how to calculate tokens.
Right. That's the same thing I do too. I'm like, okay. And then that's how you know, like, they're fucking with you or like, you know, but you live and learn. So it's like, you know, and sometimes I still go on webcam. I still knock it out, but it's always nice. You know,
yeah,
it's nice to cater to the people who are paying you monthly.
Yeah. I like camming kind of died for me, like with my divorce and stuff. Right. Like, too much drama with the last site and him doing all this crazy shit. So OnlyFans was like a nice little safe haven for me. And now I fucking love it. I'm like, I'm somehow so much more busy than I used to be when I used to cam like all day, every day. But I also wasn't making nearly as much content. I wasn't doing things like customs. Like, it was very rare that I would do anything like that. And now I do so much specifically catered content, whether it's like this femdom stuff or I want to hear you use my name or here's a scenario I thought of. And it's kind of interesting because it shows like the wide swath of interests that people have that somehow all relate back to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's kind of cool because it's like jack of all trades, master of none. You know what I mean? And I know I'm not the only people, the only person that they're subscribed to.
No.
But it's interesting to see such a wide swath of people, as I'm sure you do, where they're like, I think you're so hot and I love it when you do this, but they're into something different
like
than everyone else.
It's funny too, because they'll be like, they'll be online and they'll see some like outfit or whatever. They'll be like, I thought of you first when I saw that. And I'm like, oh, I love that.
Love that. I love that for us.
Like, thanks for having me in your thoughts.
Thoughts and prayers.
I can't say the same, but yes.
But you made me think of you now. So yeah.
Do you do the sex panther, like the sexting?
No, I
haven't.
Oh
my God, it's so easy. It's like they come in. It's really funny. I have this nurse. I've had a strange like nurse, a doctor, a dentist, and they all like do like shows with me there, like in their office or like something. The nurse, he's always catching me. Like, I'll be like, I'm at Starbucks, and he's like, I don't care, turn it on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. One time I was like literally about to like take off. Like I thought
you were talking about like you were sexting as a nurse, but it's like, so, a legit,
no,
a nurse.
It's like a legit like, nurse, a man nurse.
A nurse. Not the nurse. The sexting nurse. On his break.
But, yeah. So it's like, you know, you can sext and then they could do video calls with you. So the video calls is like, you, once you turn it on, it's like you have the option to like make the money. But it's like so funny because I'll be like, I was literally like in the seat when they're like, we're about to take off in 5 minutes. And I was like, I'm about to take off, about to do the air. He's like, just turn it on. And I had like two people behind me, but I put the headphones on and he's like, ah.
You're just sitting on the plane, just cranking.
Literally, like, No makeup. You know when you're not in that cute like flight, and I'm just like, so it's a nice ego boost for me. Yeah. I'm like, oh well, I guess it's so great too, because it's like, I don't like when I turn it on, it's like I don't even have to do my makeup. It's just fucking, they just go. They don't give a fuck.
That is so funny that you said that, because we were talking about like the whole high value, low value women. Oh, you're over 30. Oh, you don't take care of yourself. You don't do that. I thought because of my ex that when I hit 30, I was just going to like my body, my skin would fall off my body and like I would be dead, but still living somehow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I feel hotter. I feel more self-confident, but also just the fan base, even just the fan base. Like I have some people who they don't want videos where I'm wearing makeup.
Yeah.
Like, especially if they buy a custom, like, no makeup. I don't even care if your hair is done. Like, I don't want makeup. I just want to look at you as you are.
What is
this? And I'm like, so wait, hang on. Like, you like to see all the little fine lines. You like to see the weird dark spots. Or if I have acne, you're like, fuck yeah. You want the bedhead. It's crazy. And I just had this crusty little man making me think that, it, like, I was repulsive even when I was younger.
Oh, when I got, when I was pregnant, I thought that was it. I was like, that, it's over for me. And then when my girlfriend was like, hey, are you making content? I'm like, fuck no. I was like, yeah. I feel like a whale.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, girl. And so, you know, you get big. And you're like, well, what the fuck else am I going to do? So I popped up. Oh, my God. Like, just camming. Actually, I was camming. And they were the ones who told me about OnlyFans. So when I got on OnlyFans, I was pregnant. But I thought, you're just done, right?
Yeah.
And even too, like, so those guys, they come in and like, oh, they want belly oils on, you know, rubbing your, which is, I'm like, that's really nothing bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I had my limitations on some things because, you know, sometimes they get a little crazy.
But there but is even something too, for everyone.
After, so it's like when these guys be like, oh, yeah, you're a mom. Dude, I use my mom card to my full advantage. Actually, a lot of my regulars, because I am a mom and they feel like, oh, well, you know, I'm doing something good. You know, I'm giving you money and it's going to your daughter. It makes them spend even more money on me. So it's like, it's so funny because these guys, they swear like, oh yeah, women. I even hear about women who are like over 40 and they're dancing and they're still making money, or they're online.
Because there's something for everyone. Because I'm sorry, but like that is a real man. Unless like you're into men and you're not into women, like that's a totally different story. But if you're a real man, you like a wide variety of women. And like when you look at some men, just their track record of who they've fucked or whatever, I'm like, you don't care what they look like. What are you talking about?
No,
like,
say to you, talk.
There's no space to talk. And if you're going to pick someone apart purely based on what they look like, then all of that other shit that you're saying about what makes someone low or high value doesn't matter, because the only thing that you care about is surface deep.
Right.
So that other stuff shouldn't matter, because eventually that will all go away, as you so generously like to point out all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
We're just gonna crust up like on Beetlejuice.
I'm crusty now. I'm so crusty. I'm gonna shave off all my crusty bits and sell them for it. Profit.
Put it in a bag.
Oh, this has been so fun. Thank you for coming on and talking to me about feet shavings and doming and divorce and all that stuff.
A whole wide world.
Yes. And we do need to do, now that you have all of your little freedom time, to do some doming content.
Yes, I am able. I'm ready. Latex outfits. Mm. Was that you in latex outfits?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I was like,
I got some rubber stuff going on. I got some latex, and I'm always down for someone to buy me new latex, let's just say.
Because that ain't cheap.
That is not cheap. Oh, my God. Especially if you're getting it like made for you and your size, which you have to do. Because I was trying to squeeze into something rubber earlier today, and I almost ripped out a chunk of my hair. I was screaming at the wall. Like, I was stuck inside of it. It was this whole thing. So you got to be careful when it comes to latex and rubber. I don't know what to tell you.
It's like a process.
Yes. And sometimes you need help. And I needed help earlier today because I was stuck inside. It was the whole thing. But please remind everyone where they can follow you as well.
You can follow me at Onyx Muse XO on IG and Onyx Muse XXX on X or Twitter.
All the X's, and also check the description because all the links will be posted there as well. Please follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. You can leave your voicemails at 702-900-6446, and you can leave me an email, that's what I'm trying to say, at twndpodcast@gmail.com. Please like, subscribe, share with a friend, leave a comment, leave a rating, all that fun stuff. This has been the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty Podcast, and we will see you Monday. Do you know what C-U-M spells?
Come.
The Totally Wholesome Not Dirty Podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, and produced by David Warren.